First off, I dedicate the Devarei Torah, the Eloi Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Kalimer, the Rav of the Young Israel West Hempstead for the last 38 years. Yehi Zichro Baruch. There's a medrash on Parsha Shmos where we're told that when the Jewish people were let go from Egypt, or where they were going to be let go from Egypt, it was compared to three different possibilities. One of the opinions is it's like a bird that's trapped in the hunter's hand and the hunter lets go. And when the hunter lets go, of course, the bird leaves. Another possibility is that it's comparable to a baby calf as it's being born, which requires the shepherd to put its hands inside the womb and pull the animal out. It's another possibility. And the third possibility is that when Klal Yisrael come out of Egypt, it's like the purification of gold inside the hot furnace. It burns, and then the craftsman pulls the gold out. And the question that can be asked is, why does the Medrash need three different languages, three different examples, to basically tell us the same thing? Something is trapped, and then it goes. The bird is free. The calf is born. The gold is brought out of the fire. What does each one bring to the table that's different? The Eim HaBanim Smecha has such an amazing answer. He says that the Jewish people, in their moments as they're leaving Galus, were not all the same. You had some Jewish people who were on an amazing level. They were gedolei hador, so to speak. They were pure souls. And for them, the only thing holding them in Egypt was the fact that they were in jail. And the hunter holds the hand around the bird. The bird is stuck. But as soon as it opens up, the bird has no reason, no interest, no desire to ever reunite with the hunter. That was the tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. They said, we're not coming back. We're not interested in staying. Geges and Tehet. But then you have the middle people. The people that were good people, but not great people. Who were in some way stuck. They couldn't really leave. So what happens with them? They're trapped in Egypt like the calf. They need the assistance to be pulled out. But when they ultimately are pulled out, they're free, they're born, they're anew, and they go on their merry way. But then you have the third group of people. Gold, when it comes out of the fire, is not the same gold that went into the fire. The reason why you burn the gold is the gold has impurities, and it's the heat of the fire that purifies the gold and gets rid of the poorer elements. The last group are the Rishayim amongst Klal Yisrael. They're the people that aren't ready just to go out. They need time. They need purification. They need help. But they eventually will go out also. The Eim HaBanim Smecha says this is not only what's going to be in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but there will be a time in the future. There will be a time not that long down the road, or maybe very long down the road. The time of Mashiach, but hopefully, says Yom HaBanim Smecha, in the 1940s, hopefully, Bekarov B'Yameinu, Mashiach will come. And yeah, they're going to be those people that are like the bird. They fly right away. And then they're going to be the people like the calf. They need a little bit of help. And then they're the people like the gold. They need a lot of help. But God makes a promise to us. That's the message of the Medrash, is that every Jew has hope. Every Jew has gatlus in them. Every Jew is special. But some Jews need a little bit more help seeing that. Some Jews aren't fully aware, but they'll get there. They'll get there. That's what will happen with Tkufas Mashiach. Bekarov B'Yameinu.